You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney FC's late win against Melbourne Victory should have been the big talking point of the match at the Sydney Cricket Ground on Saturday night, but an earlier off-the-ball injury to Victory midfielder Terry Antonis has sparked outrage and concern. The Players' Professional Association, the PFA, has called for an independent assessment of the playing surface. Here's how Fox Sports described the aftermath of the injury, which went unnoticed when it first happened.
Looks to be in some discomfort.
It's happened right on the seam of the cricket pitch. It's a little bit raised and there is a crease there, so fingers crossed for Terry Antonis, but this looks horrible.
I'm afraid it does. And you've just seen on the screen there that referee Alex King has called for the stretcher.
Victory coach Kevin Muscat was clearly angered after the match and couldn't hide his disappointment that one of his key playmakers will likely be out for the remainder of the season.
That simply is not good enough. Not for the contest tonight, not for anything. The reality is we accept that as a code of football. We're going nowhere in a hurry. It was a disgrace.
Football Federation Australia has committed to meet with officials of Sydney FC and the Sydney Cricket Ground management to seek guarantees about the quality of the pitch. The head of the A-League, Greg O'Rourke, confirmed alternate venues would be looked at if the guarantees couldn't be given. In more positive news for the round ball game, the Matildas had a good hit out against the United States on Friday in the latest match preparing them for June's Women's World Cup in France. Although the USA won the match in Denver 5-3, the experience will be invaluable, according to coach Ante Milicic.
Look, we always knew we were playing a very strong side, a side that's been together for a long time with a very experienced coaching staff. So we worked on it on the pitch, we worked on it in the video room, but in one way, I'm looking forward to getting this review because we'll be a lot richer from this experience, make no mistake.
Manchester City's bid for an unprecedented four titles this season stayed on track as the Sky Blues down Socceroo Matt Ryan's Brighton side in the FA Cup semi-final at Wembley. An early goal by Brazilian international Gabriel Jesus was the only goal of the match. Here's how ESPN described the all-important goal.
De Bruyne's ball in, and it's headed into the net. Brighton behind early, that's exactly what they didn't need. Gabriel Jesus has scored.
In the NRL, undoubtedly the most dramatic moment came in Newcastle, when for the second week running, St George Illawarra Dragons won a match in dramatic circumstances. With scores tied at 12 points apiece, Corey Norman took a shot at goal, and just like last round against the Brisbane Broncos, his kick was successful to earn his side the win. Here's how Fox Sports described the moment.
On the wrong foot here, swings back across his body, he strikes it well, he's got done it again! Corey Norman is 2 for 2! A golden point winner!
After four rounds, the only unbeaten side is the Melbourne Storm, while four clubs, the Sydney Roosters, Canberra Raiders, South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Parramatta Eels, all have 3 wins and 1 loss. In the AFL, the Greater Western Sydney Giants won their clash with Richmond, but the headlines won't centre on the 49-point margin, but the poor behaviour by Tigers star Dustin Martin. He made a rude hand gesture towards Giants player Shane Mumford and said words clearly referencing that player's video recorded drug use. Martin looks likely to face censure over his behaviour. The match did contain some highlights for more positive reasons. Giants forward Jeremy Cameron booted an incredible 7 goals in the match to put himself well and truly on top of the goal-kicking charts with 14 already this season. His nearest rivals have just 10 goals each. In the Women's Super W Rugby Grand Final, New South Wales made it back-to-back wins and denied Queensland victory for the second year running. In a low-scoring encounter in Sydney, New South Wales trailed 5-3 at half-time. But when Grace Hamilton crossed for the only try in the second half, it proved to be the match winner. Here's how Fox Sports described her try.
Shifts it out to Barker. She skips under one. Barker gives it to Hamilton. There's the try. It's been coming in what it feels like an eternity.
After the match, Hamilton admitted winning the title this year was even harder than last year's victory over Queensland.
This one was even tougher. I think the preparation for every team was harder. So we grinded it out there. I don't think we put on our best performance, so the best is yet to come for us. But these girls just fought and we kept fighting. And God, everything we did out there was just for each other.
Holden's Shane van Gisbergen has taken the second leg of the supercars in Tasmania to halt the winning run of Ford Mustang. He won the 84-lap race by just over 5 seconds. Fabian Coulthard kept David Reynolds at bay to finish second. Scott McLaughlin maintains an overall lead in the Drivers' Championship. And finally, in horse racing, Tiger Roll has written its name into Grand National folklore with its second successive victory at Aintree in England. Second, as he approached the last of 30 fences, Tiger Roll burst into the lead and raced away to win the famous steeplechase by 3 lengths. He becomes the first horse to claim back-to-back triumphs since Red Rum 45 years ago. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.